some laws are made that are obsolete now. Now, we've read all these things about you're not allowed to do a backstroke on dry land. Those kind of obsolete, weird laws around the U.S. that still exists on the book because no one's ever gotten rid of them.
I don't know what that backstroke on dry land means, but I'm going with it. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know the whole thing where you're not allowed to sell a horse on a Monday or something. Some goofy, weird thing that took place because of, you know, back in the prairie days. And I don't know. You've heard of those.
Oh, scenes, yeah. I get that. It's sort of like loving your horse but don't love your horse. But actually, they have to have a law. But that's a whole other thing.
No,
I'm
that's
sorry.
A different law. That's still necessary, I think. You know, it's one of those things. There are some laws that you think we don't need a law. But no, we probably should have a law for that.
Gotcha.
You're not allowed to eat your own children. That should be a law.
But should it really?
Well, actually, cannibalism is not illegal.
But okay, but I mean...
But you'd have to kill your children. But the whole thing with cannibalism actually is not illegal. It falls under the desecration of a corpse.
Right, so you could eat a living person until they're dead?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, and would you need their consent?
Well, I mean, if you're lopping off pieces and parts of them to, like, filet and sauté, I think maybe, regardless of garlic and butter added for taste, I think maybe you might want to be like, hey, you mind if I get a slice of that calf or forearm or whatever it is?
Would you eat human flesh if it was prepared correctly?
If it was, there was nothing else to eat, you mean? As in, like, we were stuck up in the Himalayas on a plane crash or what?
Yeah, people are like, well, here's a spicy tuna roll, okay, you know, we're trying, here, oh, here's, it was Fred.
No, to answer your question, no, I mean, unless it was for full on survival, and then how do you decide? I guess who you're going to take in that situation is that like the yak?
Oh, it's Thunderdome, man! It is Thunderdome. I'll eat anybody to stay alive. If I'm like on a desert island,
right.
You better watch out. I need a lot of calories to keep this physique.
Right, but if you're on an island, isn't it other stuff maybe to eat? Vegetation, crabs. I mean, I don't know. Some other sloth would be great because they don't move real fast. I don't know how much meat's on them, but I mean. Before you get to the human.
Somebody tells me sloths don't taste good because they'd all be dead by now.
Well, maybe. I know that's not where we started. I mean, you were talking about like laws and not laws, whatever, so.
There's laws on when you can sell alcohol.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And most places have these. And it's like, I'm not talking about if you're like a dry state, or I know that there's some place, like think Pennsylvania, you can't buy beer at a convenience store, you got to buy it at an outlet or something like that. There's weird laws in some of them is a municipal laws, but like, you know, you can't go to the store and buy it after 1 a.m.
Right. And you used to not, when I worked in the grocery store, we had to take a saran wrap, a plastic wrap, and wrap it around the beer and whatever liquors were there for no Sunday, because people would try to buy it on Sunday, and it was a hassle. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. You're not allowed to buy it on Sunday. And this comes from my wife and I. We were going to make, we're going to grill out because it's summertime and we wanted to cook out into the fire. So we were going to make bratwurst and I was going to cook them in sauerkraut. So I make my own sauerkraut. Mm. We get sauerkraut and I put it with beer.
Yes.
And, you know, other ingredients. And so I said, well, go get a big can of cheap beer, whatever's the cheap beer is, because that's a great base for the sauerkraut. So she went on Sunday morning to buy food, and she's like, I got to go back to the store later today because you can't buy beer before 10 a.m.
Right.
And that wasn't even, at least now you can get it on Sunday, which is stupid anyways, because why not? I mean, Jesus, you can go.
It was a God thing.
Well, no, but you can go to the Catholic Church and drink wine at communion.
Well, that's the blood of Christ, and that's a whole other thing, and people are going to be very upset about
this. Because of the whole transfiguration thing.
Right.
But no, here's the thing. Well, what if you're not Christian? Who cares at that point? Why, you could make the law that says if... Because here's my question, is if it's because of Christianity.
Right.
There's nothing in the Bible that says you can't buy beer on Sunday.
Well, I don't think they mention anything about buying adult beverages in the Bible, yes. from my recollection. And I like the book a lot. I do.
Well, that's so cool. You know, I mean, I'm not knocking the Bible. I'm just saying, I'm not knocking Christianity, but I'm saying that's a stupid law.
I agree. Yeah.
Just because you're buying it on Sunday doesn't mean you're going to drink it on Sunday.
You're stocking up for Monday Night Football. Yes.
It doesn't even mean that you're going. Yeah, that's the other thing. Yeah, you can go to a bar. And drink yourself. Like, they have a law in Ohio, you can't buy beer or wine after 1 a.m. Now, right. If you want the hard stuff, you got to go to the liquor store, and the liquor store closes at a certain point. And, well, that makes sense. Okay, the liquor store is closed. But there's a grocery store near me, and you can't go in and get a case of beer or a bottle of wine after 1 a.m. Yet you can go across the street to the bar and drink yourself silly and then drive home.
That's, well, you shouldn't, and I don't think you can legally do that. I mean, you could do that any time. If you stocked up on the Sunday.
Legally eat your own, you can eat your own children, you just legally can't eat your own children.
Right. See, this gets into the area of, why do you need a law to say that you can't eat your own children? I mean, you know what I mean? There's a lot of laws they don't have until they decide they need a law because somebody did it. Right?
It's a good idea to have that law, though, I think. But no, that's not, I'm not advocating eating children.
But you've said it a lot, by the way, during this little bit of time that we've had the show going, this particular show, you've mentioned eating kids numerous times. So what I want to know is, and I'm not the only one, I'm sure.
I'm getting a little hungry right now.
I understand.
Can you eat somebody else's children? Now, the whole cutoff of beer, first of all, it's stupid because you're literally buying a six pack of beer. I'm assuming going home, if you want to buy a six pack of beer at 1:30, I'm assuming you're going home and then you're going to drink it. And who gives a shit whether you drink it? You're not driving anywhere. You're going home, but you can go to the bar and they will serve you until whatever last call is, which depending on the bar could be as late as 2.
I'm not trying to get real political, but I'm going to say this and it's real basic to me. And you can remove the Judeo-Christian issue of things, which is how a lot of the foundation of our legal system goes into play.
That's the beer on Sundays,
right? And a lot of it is people who, you know, you didn't want to hurt the bar business, so you didn't allow the beer or liquor sales at certain times anyway, or you didn't want to be a danger to others, which goes back to the basic thing is.
But you're not a danger if you're buying it and bringing it home.
I absolutely agree. It's moronic. Yeah. But here's the thing. My thought is that your rights and my rights should end when we start to become a problem, a hassle, a hindrance, a hurt, and an infringement upon other people's. And that seems to be a real simple rule of thumb for anything.
But there are laws that say that. Like, so you can't go drunk driving, but you can't go drunk driving at noon on a Saturday either.
No, you can't. Well, look, you want to talk about something that messes with your head? I left Ohio to take a job, or I was at a job interview in New Orleans that I subsequently took before I came back to Ohio again.
You got a couple beers before the interview.
Well,
walked in with one.
No, this is even better.
Tell me about this damn job.
So my buddy who ends up hiring me. He takes me out, and I'm there, and you know, they're showing me the town. One of the first places after they pick me up at the hotel they take me to is a drive-through daiquiri stand, which I've been to the drive-through. You get, like, a salt pretzel. You can get adult beverages. Hell, we were doing that when we were underage because, you know, you knew where you could go to do it. But
you're getting, a case of beer at the drive-through.
Correct. At the drive-through daiquiri stand where you weren't supposed to drink and drive, they gave, a Super Mac Daddy-sized cup of daiquiri with a straw in it. Already
for
punctured
the driver?
In there, but you weren't supposed to drink and drive. I could not process that. That was
now, that
New
makes
Orleans.
No goddamn sense.
No, it doesn't, and it's not why I took the job. But that shows you the weird pretzel logic and weird I guess what do you want to call it?
I want to work here where I can get a daiquiri at 9 in the morning and drive home.
A contradictory, a view of what New Orleans is, it can be, in the beauty and ugliness of all of it, and all wrapped up into one. That made no sense. That's a dumb law. You can't drink and drive. But here, have your daiquiri with a straw.
No. It's a good law. It's a dumb practice to allow people to serve you a daiquiri while you're driving.
No. Yeah, don't not drinking and driving. Correct. That's a good law.
The other thing that bothers me about these laws is that you can't buy alcohol late. Back when we were everyone was waking up with the chickens and everyone had a would because you didn't have electricity and you'd have to wake up and to get the sun to actually see things and you'd have to use a candle. Yeah, I understand that. And you'd close the stores. But as soon as you have a 24-hour stores, what about the person who works late? I got friends who are in radio, morning news. They wake up at 1 in the morning to go to work at 2, and then they do a radio show, and they're done at 7 or 8. They're going home from work. What's wrong with them stopping at the store and getting some beer to have a cold one before they go to bed at a weird time for you or me at 11 in the morning? But just because it's in the morning doesn't mean that everyone's been just woken up. It's that if in middle of the night does not necessarily mean that it's early morning or middle of the night. That could be that person's 5 o'clock. You know, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Well, that could be that person's 5 o'clock if they're working third shift.
Or 4:20, but that's a whole other conversation. Look, here's the deal. They look at mass quantities
of people.
You
can't buy that at stores yet.
That's a whole other thing. So you look at that, though, and they go, okay, well, the masses, the bulk of the population, then that's what that's there for. As ridiculous as it is and just as wrong as the drive-through daiquiri stand is, that concept, by the daiquiri, by the way, was fantastic. I wasn't driving. It was a good time. You know, that sort of, it's like boat drinks is really what that boils down to.
Yeah.
And I know you love the boat drinks. So, but yeah, I mean, there's a whole lot of ridiculous laws that are like that. And also old ones about like who you can marry, who you can kiss, if there's some type of,
again, the marrying thing, that's, it's good to have those laws on the books.
Well, I don't mean like don't marry your horse. You can't marry a child. I mean like interracial issues.
No, that's different. No, those laws are nonsense. But if you can't marry your cousin or your sister.
Right. I mean, there's the whole idea of if you're having some type of, I can't think of the word now. Like oral sex is a...
awesome thing.
It is a wonderful thing, but it is a...
abomination.
Oh, my God. Here we go. Some people think that's the case.
They just haven't had it done right.
They just haven't
enjoyed it. That's the answer on that one.
They haven't had a taste on one way or the other. You look at that. Then you go, oh, I get it. It's a wonderful thing. Who would actually deny you that enjoy? It goes, how about shellfish? I mean, there was a practical law. That's a biblical thing, right, arguably,
or
a Torah thing. Shellfish because it's a dirty animal. Man, you had a little shrimp cocktail sauce with the shrimp, and you're okay. You know, you want some lobster, you want some crab. There's yays and nays to that, but there's not the same as law, go down to the courthouse and get yourself locked up for.
Although, I don't know. I don't know if there's any laws on the books that says you can't have shellfish.
No, not here, not now.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, it was in on the book, but that's
right.
Slightly different and a little
bit
older.
Yeah, and it was
I'm talking about modern American laws. Yeah, but
right.
But yeah, I mean, yeah. Just because there's a law doesn't mean that people are going to follow it. But my whole point is, I've always found it annoying if you keep a schedule that is non-traditional, and somehow it's been deemed. But even if you don't, let's just remove the whole working third shift. What's wrong with buying groceries? I understand them saying, oh, well, you should. But why? Why have that? What's wrong? How many people are buying cases of beer and getting in trouble at 4 a.m?
Look, you should be able to go to the store, get what you want whenever you want to get it. And as long as you handle yourself responsibly, that's the end of it. Until you start becoming a problem for other people where you are a danger, a hindrance, infringing upon their comfort, their safety and security, it doesn't matter. If I want to go on my back patio and do shots and drink beers on a weekday morning or whatever else, I mean, it may mean that I I'm having a problem. The wheels might have come off. I could be off the rails, but that's my business.
Or it could be a Saturday.
It could just be a great day. That's exactly right. It could be game day. It could
but
be
all the things you're talking about, all the stuff they're saying, you can't get in this, you can't do that. But those are things, they're already laws. They're already laws against drinking and driving. It doesn't matter what time it is. It's not like you get a break if you drink and drive during the day.
But they change.
But there's already a law against being drunk and disorderly. There's already a law against assault. There's anything that you're going to do that's wrong. That you can vomit on somebody. There's going to be a law against that because that's technically assault.
It is. Or being spit on or bled on or whatever, which that's a
whole... Whoa! Where did that come from?
Well,
that
I had a guy spit on me and a couple other dudes the other day when he was being subdued. And that is another Chubby and Stick show we'll get to later. And that goes into bad luck, weird scenarios, and drive-throughs, which is not having to do anything with the daiquiri.
He was probably drinking at 3 a.m.
Or 3 in the afternoon.
You've been listening to the Chubby and Stick Show.
Copyright Kevin Carr and Sterling Radio. Subscribe to and rate the Chubby and Stick podcast on iTunes.
Like and subscribe to the Chubby and Stick Show on YouTube.
Contact the show and hit up Chubby and Stick on Twitter.
At Kevin Carr and at Sterling Radio. Music by MichaelBard.com. Credits voiced by Joe Jewett. I'm at DeborahBenner.com.
Thanks for listening to the Chubby and Stick Show, and keep keeping it real.